City of Goleta Library Advisory Commission to order at 6:18 p.m. We will now do the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. If there's anyone from the public who'd like to make a comment. I see that.
Here.
Abraham, Commissioner Peck is absent. Commissioner Goodman?
Here.
Vice Chair Freeman?
Here.
Chair Gray is absent.
And now moving to the second start item on the item, which is what got me, public forum. Seeing no public forum today?
There are no speakers in the audience at this time.
Great. Are there any amendments or adjustments to the agenda? None that I would like to make either. Moving on to the consent calendar. Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved.
I second.
Right, having a motion motion to approve the consent agenda by Commissioner Murr and seconded by Commissioner Goodman. moving on to a vote, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 3000 at 6:20 p.m. Moving on to, or is there any public comment I should have asked? I didn't do that. May not even be legal for you that we didn't do that.
None at this time.
None at this time. Great. I'm so flustered today. Okay, moving on to agenda item B1, Goleta Valley Library Director's Report.
Thank you. Okay, we had a busy month in September. We circulated over 51,000 items, an increase of 6.2% over last September. Over 20,000 people visited the library. 6,522 items were borrowed from other libraries, while we loaned just under 5,000 items to other libraries. We held 6 outreach events with a total of 1,253 contacts, and we held 42 programs at the library with an attendance of 939 people. Excuse me. You asked last month what the participation of the Summer Reading Club was this year versus last year, so I have those numbers for you. However, there is a slight mistake here. The number for the 18-19 Summer Reading Club should be 1,074 children and teens. I left out the teens when this slide was made. But this year we had 1,506 children and teens, so almost exactly 33% higher than the previous year. So we were, or sorry, 50%. I'm still on Fiji time. In terms of outreach, we participated in an IVYP food distribution event. Foothill Elementary gave the library $500 as part of their summer reading effort and community partners program. During the summer, they read for minutes, and the PTA donated a certain amount of money for all of the minutes that they did. So I was really privileged to attend their big program and congratulate all the kids for the great work that they had done. We'll be purchasing children's books with that money. And the library had a booth at the Goleta Lemon Festival, where we made new library cards for people, gave out lots of information about the library, and gave away many, many toys to the children that we met there. In terms of programming, we did a National Voter Registration Day. We had a special film showing of The Public, which, if you haven't seen it, is a great movie by, I think, Emilio Estevez about public libraries. And we had a number of interesting craft programs and story times and a comic book giveaway on National Comic Book Day. Our after-school homework help program got started. The BrainFuse Help Now database was put live on the library website. It provides live tutors via access to a database using just your Goleta Valley Library card. It's accessible 7 days a week from 1 to 10 p.m. And it's for, although our homework help is for grades K through 5, BrainFuse actually helps people from K through college, including those trying to get their high school equivalency, citizenship exams, resume writing, and much, much more. It's a really great website. We're partnering with the Santa Barbara County Arts Commission to bring one of the tiny libraries, which are actually over 6 feet tall, from the commission's project of the same name to the Goleta Valley Library. It will be placed on a green space that faces Fairview Avenue that we are hoping will serve as a continuing site for public art through our partnership with the county. It will be there for 6 months. We are theming the Harwood data, although we currently have a survey out at Isla Vista Elementary School. Excuse me.
A question about the Harwood theming. Is that something that you do internally, or do you have experts kind of through the Harwood grants that help you do that?
We've been trained by the Harwood experts on how to do that. Mm. So I've translated the information that we received, the data that we received, into a spreadsheet. The California State Library report was due November 1st. It was our first state library report, and so it hit every edit on every field because we didn't exist before, so it kept saying that the data was wrong. So it took forever to do, but it sets our base level for the future. The information is about fiscal year 18-19 and therefore did not include information about Buellton and Solvay. A new position was added to the library staff, our wonderful management assistant, Janet Lane, and a library page was hired as an hourly library technician for a position that was open. And that's the end of my director's report.
Any further questions from the commission? Any public comment on this item? Seeing none, is there anything else we'd like to talk about on this item, Alice? All right, moving on to discussion action item C1, continued consideration of mission statement. That is not on the agenda. You mean? Oh, I just assumed that was under B1, so you would have, okay. There was something else on this agenda item to speak about.
So last month you asked for a copy, a one-sheet copy of the budget showing last year's fiscal budget and this year's fiscal budget. So what our finance department has presented you with is the first column is the fiscal year 18-19 budget. The second column is the actual spent for fiscal year 18-19. The third column is the fiscal year 19-20 budget, projected budget. And the last column is what has been spent as of September 30th. So if I can answer any questions on this, I would be happy to.
So I have several questions, but first I would like to say thank you very much for presenting it this way. It makes it very, very easy to look and really see where the big differences are. And of course, we're going to ask you about those big differences. So just moving down, I'm interested. So the donations other, there's a big decrease in what you're expecting. Is there a reason for that, or is that more a kind of a conservative budgeting mechanism?
The donations other included money for the project that was done in the Jake Boisel room where we renovated the old story time pit area and created a new area for children's picture books. Mm-hmm. That was from money that was given to us by the Boisel family, as well as the Friends of the Library.
So if you looked, for example, at the 17-18 budget, it might be closer to 5,000. That's what would be kind of the normal baseline, and then there was just that big blip last year.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And then... You guys have questions? I can keep on going. I think you talked about this last time, the big increase for maintenance and facilities. I think you mentioned the doors to the library. Is that included in that? And are there other, what else is included in that?
You know, that's really a reflection of our experience of having run the library ourselves for this first year, and we found that we've kind of reached the tipping point with the building. And
you mean in terms of age? And
yes, mm-hmm. It's from 1972, and there are a number of repairs that we're facing. So last year we experienced quite a bit of expense there, and this year we're projecting quite a bit more. Mm-hmm. So we budgeted quite a bit more so that we would ensure that we had the money to make those repairs, including, as you said, the front automatic doors. We are expecting a large lighting project to happen this year because it's very dark in the library right now. Mm-hmm. In fact, my library pages are using flashlights to shelve things on the bottom shelves right now. So we are expecting a number of building maintenance issues, and we also had a air conditioning issue, so they all add up quite a bit.
And then the other big change is in terms of regular salaries. So the current budget from last year versus this year isn't that much different, but there was quite a bit of a drop in the actuals from last year. And so I'm assuming that's because of not filling staff positions, but if you could just elaborate on that, that would be great.
Yes, that reflects not having a branch supervisor for the first couple of months. I believe our branch supervisor started in late August of 2018, and then our children's librarian didn't start until October of 2018. So those are two full-time positions, and those are both the other librarian positions aside from myself. So mm-hmm. That's the main salary savings that we saw last year.
Kind of a follow-on to Commissioner Moore's question. So you said that last year for maintenance facilities, you had ended up spending more than you might have thought, and that's why you had allocated more for this coming budget. But I'm just help me understand how the budget here works, the paperwork here. So I see the actuals having been 36,000, actually less than the amount that had been budgeted, and then...
We had to do the door project toward sort of on the cusp of the new fiscal year. So we didn't know what the expense was going to be for that quite yet when we were preparing this new budget. So we thought that was going to be included in last year's budget. And then because of issues with staffing at the city, we had to push it off till this fiscal year.
And this is a very, very minor budget item in the grand scheme of things, but I'm just really curious. What are you expecting to print and copy this year?
Yeah, almost $10,000 worth of printing.
And last year, only 113 was spent. That's 100 times more copies than last year.
Mm-hmm. I think we're actually getting charged for our printing this year. last year, we just got included as part of the city manager's office with our printing, and I think they caught on to how much we were printing. We print a lot, librarians. So I think that that's just more accurate, fair share of the amount of printing that we do. Additionally, we're doing more printing associated with publicity. We are doing a much greater PR push this year, so we wanted to budget for papering the city with PR posters and things like that.
So when you saw the budget laid out this way, was there anything that you would like to draw our attention to? Or anything that was maybe even surprising to you?
No, I had input on the creation of the 1920 budget. We have already found that we are going to have to ask for budget adjustments in some areas due to unexpected costs already incurred this year. So you can never anticipate everything, but I feel like it's a good budget for us, yes.
Sorry, I do have one more question about the one line item, the books and the subscriptions. So it matches pretty closely to the actuals from last year, but it's, you know, almost $100,000 drop from the budgeted from last year. So can you explain that?
The city manager wanted to keep the budgets at status quo as best as possible, but we do have the option. If you look at the very bottom, the second from last box, the second from the bottom box, the City of Goleta Library DIF Fund, those funds are can only be used for things like books. And the bottom box is the County of Santa Barbara Goleta Library DIF Fund. Again, that money can be used for capital projects or books. So if we feel that we need to increase that book budget, we knew that we could go in and do a budget adjustment if necessary, either with the city's DIF funds or make a request to the county that they release some of our city DIF funds for that purpose.
Looks like we're through with comments here. Is there any comments from members of the public on the budget? Seeing none. Is there anything else on this agenda item we should be covering else? Seems like no. Maybe now moving on to agenda item C1, continued consideration of mission statement.
I'd like to move that we table that for next month, seeing as how we only have three of our commissioners here today.
A quick question for staff. Is that the correct kind of table to next month? Is that, the right kind of terminology?
Continue.
Continue to next month. Okay.
I'd like to continue to next month. The item C1.
I'll second that.
All right, the motion is to continue this agenda item to next month. Are any comments from members of the public on this? Seeing none, moving on to a vote. Everyone in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion passes 3-0-0-2, be more correct about this, at 6:36 p.m. Nothing else we would want to cover on this. We've tabled the whole item, or continued the whole item. Moving on to agenda item D, future agenda items.
I would like to add a discussion of the new policies that are being put out by publishers for best-selling ebooks and how you think that's going to impact the library.
I will add that to next month's agenda.
Any input from members of the public on future agenda items? Seeing none, is there any final comments from the commission? All right, we do not have an official agenda item for adjournment, but I assume we're moving on to adjournment. Anyone like to move to adjourn?
So moved.
I'll second that.
All right, the motion is to adjourn the meeting by Commissioner Murrah, seconded by Commissioner Goodman. Any public comments on this agenda item? Like needing to continue just a little while longer. Seeing none, moving on to a vote. Everyone in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes 3-0-0-2 at 6:37 p.m. I call this meeting adjourned.